The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Nick had a bell this morning.
We need a cowbell. We need more. We need more cowbell. All right.
Dink, a dink.
And the fun never stops.
Oh, it just began. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Well,
that's for sure.
It's Sunday once again. And I'm Mark Kent, your host for Sovereign Minds.
Are you sure about that?
Had to think.
Did you have to think about
for
that
a second?
One? Yeah, okay.
Not sure who else I could have been. But today is February 20th, 2022. I'm starting to get used to that. 2022. It's February. Wow. You can go to Mountaintop Media if you want to. It's actually mountaintopmedia.com.
Yeah.
If you want to see the podcast on Mondays, and we're going to start releasing them twice a week. That's starting to take off. We're looking for sponsors for that as well. I think we have a couple already, and it's starting to look really positive. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, up all of this with energy. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
heavy
hair
and a Hennessy hair. No, and an immovable object, unstoppable force of nature. I'd never be a rapper because
I'd be a white. Some white men can't rap.
Slayer snowflakes and more BS than a BOS meeting.
You are no Tom McDonald, my friend.
I'm afraid not.
Well, he certainly doesn't look like it.
He's safe.
Hey, I could grab a marking pen and we could change that.
I'm gonna
bust
back here. Let's go.
And the kit that rocks around the clock, faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high speed download, and a 10th degree black belt RAM, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning.
That wasn't bad.
Okay. That was pretty good.
As soon as I get the coffee off.
I know Travis is like having good coffee in there, man.
Six shots.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
He's
going
to be in there singing Freebird and dancing on the...
Was dancing earlier in there and doing all kinds of stuff.
He's going to be dancing on the chair. He's going to look like Goldie Hawn in the 60s.
You got that Dutch 911?
No, this is a Starbucks.
Oh, no.
And the guardian of the magic button, the librarian of bumper, time bandit of brakes. Keyboard weaponry specialist and producer extraordinaire Travis.
Oh yeah, welcome everybody.
Whoa! I thought the coffee would make you talk a little higher.
What the hell was that?
That was my stage voice.
That's my cue.
That'll kill you.
It's like, my stage voice.
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah, there you go. So
wow.
All right, I guess we're going to start the show today completely amped up on Christian Crank.
I remember when people were saying that. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, I got a cup of Americana that, boy, they just... I said I want sugar-free hazelnut in it. I didn't say I wanted half a bottle of sugar-free hazelnut
they
in it.
Do that there, huh? Yeah.
Oh my goodness! I'm gonna have to tell her cut back on the sugar-free because it tastes like whoa! I feel like I went to the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Or something.
You want a little coffee with your hazelnut?
Yeah, that was it. That was
well. That's part of having Americana. You don't have all that in there.
Well, you know, I like I'll tell you what. You put a little heavy whipping cream. You go keto with an Americana.
That's
it's
what I got.
It's pretty good. And you know something? It's like half the price of one of the other ones.
Yep.
It's like $2, you know, and the other ones are like $6 for a small cup.
Oh, that's way better.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, but I'm going to have to tell her, don't amp out.
Well, it's amazing just how much, there's an element of it to where it really is an addiction on a lot of people's part. Because now we're
coffee?
Up to, oh, yeah, I mean.
Oh, come on.
Well, you look at it right now, and you got folks that are up to $9 a cup on some of these large coffees. I mean,
yeah.
Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
I mean,
like, anything
right
can be addictive for
bucks,
some people.
But,
like, yeah.
Hey, I need to find a vein. Can I have one
of those
with a...
like 2,000 calories per.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking about a Big Mac right there. That's just in your coffee.
A Big Mac.
Wouldn't know.
Well, especially with the way Big Macs are going, now it's a Little Mac, and you're looking at it like, dude, what happened to the burger? Where's the rest of it?
You don't have to worry at Burger King. They got rid of the Quarter Pounder.
Take a shot of that. Take a shot of that. You look like the Grimace.
Oh, yeah, the Quarter Pounder now would be about $20 a pound.
Well, there's no beef in there anyway, so.
Where's the beef?
I don't know.
That was a good commercial.
It's all plant-based out of the two old ladies. Where's the beef? Yeah.
I mean, literally, that one was very prophetic and really true how it was. Start rolling that one now.
Speaking of commercials, the one that always sticks in my mind is, now that's the spicy meatball.
Yeah, I think it's the same guy, too. I remember that one.
Okay, I guess we should actually start the show. Have we got any announcements that we want to...
I don't know.
you want to go ahead and do your commercial there, Dave?
Yeah, story time. Now, this actually isn't a commercial, but it's a business that I wanted to feature, because I was... So, story time. About a week ago, I ended up purchasing a new Ford vehicle. And the previous owner had somehow ended up activating Ford MyKey on it. Well, those of you that don't know, Ford MyKey is basically Ford's built-in virus that if you turn around and turn it on, it will limit how fast you can actually travel. It'll limit how fast you can accelerate. It basically turns your car gutless. And most of the dealerships want, like, an arm and a leg and the title to your firstborn in order to give you another key that's an admin key to unprogram it.
I would have gave him my firstborn for free.
Well, this guy here, Raul Alonso, with Alonso's Remote Keys, you can find him at 530-763-5868 or alonzosrk@gmail.com. This guy has actually been making keys and getting into vehicles and doing things like this since he was 13 years old. He's 26 years old now. And I kid you not, this guy pulls up to me. He's remote. Pulls up to me. I hand him my key. He makes me a new key for my vehicle within 40 seconds.
Wow.
Proceeds to open up the door, reprograms and gets rid of the Ford virus, and has that taken care of. I kid you not, in less than 10 minutes, I'm back on the road with a fully functioning, working vehicle that did not cost me an arm and a leg. So he does remote key fobs, transponder keys, smart key, duplicating lost keys, programming and repairs, and the dude is freaking awesome. He's an American dream right there. He started with his dad when he was down in the Bay Area and down south, and then afterwards he decided to come up here and go on his own. 26 years old, been doing this since he was 13. Now he works for himself, he does his own business, and he does fair prices. That's it.
That's great.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So have you got something, Sis?
Well, I was just going to let people know about my radio show in the afternoon, Cryptocurrency.
You have a radio show?
Yeah, Tokens Radio Show at 2 p.m.
Wow, I feel left out.
Yeah, so we always have good good guests on there. We cover everything in the crypto world.
Nice.
And so I wanted to get a shout out. I was looking for advertisement, but I was having an issue with some other things
going on. We're going to get more prepared on this stuff as we go.
But we would love to have people listen in. You can call in. You can go in the chat room.
So I want to do a couple of shout outs to our sponsors to be, Julie Foster Insurance down in, Red Bluff. She wants to become a sponsor. We're going to sign her up. And, so I want to give her a little plug. And then also Jeff down at Crackmasters. He's going to be, sponsoring some of our stuff as well. So.
And we have more sponsors coming. We're just trying to line out, different things with the
sponsors. Yeah, up to this point,
yeah,
it's been
to get it clarified and what it all will cover and how we do that.
Right, we just hadn't made the lines definitively, so we know for the sponsors, so they know what they're getting for their money.
Yeah,
but we want to do that, and we're always looking for more sponsors. And if you're looking to sponsor our shows, one of the shows, whether it's State of Jefferson, Jefferson State of Mind, or Sovereign Minds, or the podcast, get a hold of us at 530-221-0101, and we'll tell you what you need to do, and we'll get you all signed up to help us out here, so we get this alternative news sources to stay on the air. And contrary to popular belief, if I have to spend all the money on the to stay on the air myself, just to stay on the air, I will. But it's really helpful if someone helps.
Right. And while we're on the subject, I want to let people know that the guests that they had last hour on Jefferson State of Mind will be on our podcast
tomorrow. That would be Mr. Brian Caples, I guess.
Caples,
thank you.
Yeah, and we have more of candidates coming. We do have some people running in different offices, like for elections and for DA. So
we ought to
stay tuned.
We ought to queue up celebration from, I guess, what is it, the Earth, Wind, and Fire for last night.
Yes, there was a lot of people that showed up. I would say there's probably around 200, 250 Patriots.
Maybe.
It was quite a bit.
Yeah, that was for the super happy Recall Modi success party last night. And we want to shout out to Dill's Deli as well. Oh, there we go.
Oh.
All right, get it on. Travis, my man.
I remember the first time I heard this song was the final episode of the show Chips.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That was the first time I heard it. I know I'm old.
You're that old? I'm really?
I told you guys, I'm not kidding, I am old.
Chips?
The show Chips, about the two L.A. police officers.
I know, I'm giving you.
The
I'm
Highway Patrol.
I know, Ponsarelli and what's his name?
Yeah, the other one. I don't know, that was 1,000 years ago.
Now you're really dating yourself. But, yeah, it was a good night. And
I wanted to shout out to Dill's Deli about the taco bar was like,
yeah, by the time I got up there, it was like, whoa. Everything was like,
that's because
gone.
I got up there before you did.
Well, I went up there. Down there. I'm telling you. But it was really great because we didn't know how many people were going to show up, and we were pushing over 200, I'm pretty sure. And I want to give a shout out to Alyssa. She did a wonderful speech.
I got to say that, I need to ditto that because, I think she's one of the best orators delivering the message in the right place at the right time, every time she does. And, I'm really proud to know her, really, really proud of what she's done and who she is because you got to listen to that speech. But I'll tell you what, I talked to her a little bit afterwards, but, the thing is that this commitment is not, and I've struggled with this, this commitment of being a patriot is not an easy commitment. It takes up a lot of time. It takes up your life. You become, entrenched in work, the recall. I mean, how many hours did we go out and spend gathering signatures? How many times
have we
showed up to the Board of Supervisors meeting? How many meetings have we shown up to strategize on what was the best course of action? How many prayers were said over being successful?
A lot.
I mean, I've always, been a little bit, how you fool yourself a little bit sometimes, we're not going to do this forever. No, wrong.
Right. I talked to her afterwards too. Me and Raleigh Sally were there and we were talking about that. And it's like, well, yeah, some of us, this is a lifetime commitment.
It is.
But some of us are so old that we're going to be out of the picture pretty soon.
Well, that's
so,
it.
We need the other people to carry on for us because it is.
I feel a little bit like Michael and the Godfather, it's like, Mikey, I never wanted this for you. We drew you in, and now you can't get out.
Yeah.
No.
But it's a big
realization.
Thank you. That it is. It's a lifetime. This is where we went wrong when we fell asleep.
Well,
in order to keep our freedom and keep our Constitution and keep our country, You can't let up. This is just the start.
I've been struggling with this pill for a long time. You know, I keep kind of hacking it up a little bit. I'm gonna retire pretty soon. And it's like last night I swallowed that baby hook, line, and sinker. I'm done. You know, but in that there's comfort. There's comfort in knowing that you're committed to this no matter what for the rest of your life, because that's the commitment for freedom. That's the commitment for liberty. That's why, you know, for evil to prosper is just means that good men do nothing. You know, that's why this is a commitment for all patriots. We are just getting started. We need to reclaim our birthright, our freedom, our liberty from these people, because government is always been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. Government is inherently evil. That's why they said we're going to bind men down with the chains of a constitution, because men aren't angels. And you have to have a rule of law as opposed to a rule of men.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's honestly what we're seeing right here is we are seeing the change of 80 years of thinking that has been going on within this country. Because we have 80 years that everybody's been complacent. My parents, their parents, they all were complacent. They all had these things. Their generation did not endorse freedom and did not protect it.
See, I don't know if they do. I don't know if I'd agree with that.
I
think they probably endorsed it. But what happens when you're free is it's easy to fall asleep and you just want to be left alone. I want to live my life. I don't want to have to go down to Board of Supervisors meeting. It's not that I don't value freedom. I do. But you start to get the thought process that let somebody else do it. It's okay. It's not that bad. You know, you start rationalizing things with yourself so that you don't have to get involved until it slaps you in the head so hard that you don't have any choice.
That's exactly what I'm meaning. We have these generations that did not actively participate, while at the same time we had insidious actors that were getting into our schools, getting into our churches. And this has been going on. I mean, we've talked about how it was testified under oath. It's been going on since the 1930s. And this is something that needed to be fought back then, and then we wouldn't be in this battle. But what we're seeing right now is awesome. I mean, literally, go back and listen to the Timcast episode to where he has the guy that had the Run, Hide, Fight movie and the Daily Wire and how they're doing things. The story on this is incredible, because now we are watching parallel ecosystems that are ripping away the reins of power from these people right before their very eyes.
And I think that was the genius of the founders, is that they put in place that all these checks and balances, all these recourse, because they knew that the enemy of man since the beginning of time was government. Who put you into wars? Who sent you out to fight a battle that you didn't have any stake in? Who taxed you into servitude? Who took your property? You know, it's always been government. This is the first time in the history of the world that a government was set up where we, the people, was in charge of the government, not the other way around. And what happens is when you fall asleep and you're not paying attention, and I just want to go fishing, and you fall asleep, then the slow encroachment of government is always the slippery slope, where a little bit here, a little bit more. I mean, Stalin said two step forward, one step back. And that's what they're talking about, is it's a slow boiling of the frog. You don't just throw the frog in a hot boiling water, because it'll jump out. What you do is you put the frog in the nice warm water and slowly turn up the heat so they get comfortable. And by the time it gets to the boiling, it's too late. Well, we have mechanisms still in this country. And if nothing else, it's the education of the population to say, wait a minute. We were told we were free when we read that Constitution, and everybody keeps telling us that that's our government and that's our founding documents, but nobody pays attention to it anymore.
Well, and right now, we really are on a battle of, tell me one place to where you actually feel like you're free. Is it with your free speech? Try going on Facebook or any of the rest of these places. Is it with your Second Amendment? Try actually open and carrying and going anywhere. Try concealed carrying and going anywhere. Where is your right to bear arms? Where is your right to free speech? All right, you can stay in your bathtub at home and you can sing whatever song you want. That's your free speech right now, really, is the way it looks. Because otherwise, we'll ban you off of any platforms you get on. If you make a website outside of us, we'll ban you. That's why these parallel economies being built up by systems and companies that are not based in China, that are not subservient to their whims and their wishes, to these actors that are not vying for the attention of China and these chi-coms that are over there, That's why it's so important to actually be able to take back America one step at a time, one business at a time, one community at a time.
I'm still in the bathtub.
And we see that happening all across the United States, and other countries are starting to do it even. They're following the lead that we are standing up.
Well, the truckers.
Yeah, the truckers. Well, against the mandates and everything. People are going,
red,
hey,
white, and blue going wild.
Yeah.
Okay, but I want to pause for a second and sing Yesterday.
No.
All my troubles seem so far
cut
away.
Cut his mic. Cut his mic.
That's a good song. Let's go.
Well, it was, so this Gina Carano thing, this was so exciting to hear because Gina Carano, when she got canceled, you guys, there was a moment to where everybody, Sean Hannity, Tucker, everybody was wanting to interview her. And the agent who did Run, Hide, Fight, the producer, gets a hold of her producer and says, hey, I want to talk to Gina. And he goes, well, actually, I'm dropping her as a client and as a customer. He goes, oh, well, let me go ahead and get in touch with her manager then and see if you can put me in touch with her. And he talks with her and says, no, we need to get out in front of this right now. And guess what? We want to sign you to the Daily Wire, and we want to start creating shows, and we want to start creating movies with you right now.
Right.
So the next morning after she was canceled, after she stood up and literally said the heinous, the most terrible thing you could possibly say is, hey, maybe don't hate your neighbors. That's what she got canceled for. The next morning, she now had a deal. And now she's making and producing movies, and it's a whole new avenue of movies, and they're doing incredibly well. They're doing better than Hollywood in a lot of these places.
Well, I think the alternative media is coming on. I think you got Truth Social. I predict Facebook will be pretty much gone, down to nothing in a year. And do we have a caller?
Yes.
We do. We have Siskiyou Steve on the line, I believe it says. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to give you guys this Amber Alert that's out there. White male 78 wandering in D.C. thinks he's president. Have a great day, y'all.
All right,
thank you, Steve.
That was good.
He thinks he's president.
He thinks he's president.
He thinks he's president, and he likes chocolate chip. Chocolate ice cream.
Keeps trying to smell children and keeps saying true in a job at Under Pressure.
Come on, man. You know the guy.
You know the thing.
Come on.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
You know.
You smoke crack? My son does.
I got hairy legs.
Got free crack pipes for you.
I was going to say, come on down to my store. I'll give you your pipe for free.
They turn blonde in the sun.
Oh, that's gross.
It's not just a pipe. It's a full kit. You get clean syringe needles.
Oh, they,
yes.
They,
oh, a whole kit.
No, but they
hook
they,
me up, baby.
They,
hook me
you
up.
You know, I put that on Facebook. I put a little meme on there of with Forrest Gump saying, and all of a sudden, you know, ivermectin was more dangerous than crack. You know, and they came back, you know, saying that wasn't
false information.
It was missing content.
Oh, missing content. You didn't have the chocolates in there. What's the matter with you?
It was the most moronic post of censorship I've ever seen.
Bright side, though. Well, at the same time as talking about how dangerous ivermectin, the horse dewormer that actually won Nobel Peace Prizes for humans, the CEO of Pfizer, the veterinarian, could actually administer the ivermectin to your horse.
Wow. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here from Pfizer, and I'm your new vet.
Basically.
Never mind. I'm going to talk about a horse's patootie, and then I decided better.
Don't ever say patootie again.
Patootie?
Patootie?
I can't say a horse patootie.
You can. It just sounds funny when you say it.
Oh, sorry.
Patootie?
Patootie. We actually have like a minute left. I forgot.
Oh. Well, you know, going back on track here, I want to also say that the reason we know that this is starting to shift directions is we're starting to see more and more and more rappers, musicians, you know, all of these people in the entertainment industry are starting to flee. You know, you got Joe Rogan, you know, Dan Bongino's got his own podcast now that can't be taken away from him. You know, everybody's getting off of,
they're not divided,
off the mainstream, and YouTube, pia, pia, pia. You know, I mean, and that's what we need to, every time we say YouTube, that's our new thing, pia, pia, because they are censoring everyone and everything that doesn't agree with the narrative.
Well, Rumble is taken off, but it looks like we do have to go to a break.
Yeah, we got the sign. We have to go to a break.
Was that the double-barrel, middle-finger, family-friendly
sign? Something like that.
read between the lines.
Yeah. I can hear you guys.
That's okay.
Okay, good.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I'm not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution. Won't be televised. Government been telling lies. If you're not with us, you better step aside. Witnessing the genocide. Everything is centralized. The food that we consume and spraying it out with pesticides. Easily identify the sheep and the snake. The real and the fake. Giving us a reason to pray. I'ma make my own choices. A voice for the voiceless. They trying to destroy us. Avoiding the poison. It's all pointless if you don't have a purpose. If you read the verses, you'll know who we versing. Government can tell you what your worth is. Look deeper than the surface. They don't even want you researching or asking questions. We all being tested. Shut your mouth. They comply, that's the message. Want you to press on prescriptions that mess with your head. Got you stressing, suppressing expression. We will not comply with the institutions.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
H-J. Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Sovereign Mind, now a little new stuff from Uncle Ted there, if you didn't recognize that riff.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does some pretty good stuff. There.
Old rockers, young rappers, they're all starting to figure it out. It's all good. So.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say in the last portion of our show, and we've said it many times, is that they're saying, you know, that we're the ones that are dividing everybody. And we need to stop it on the other side. And look, Everybody's starting to come together, like the rappers and everything. It's like, well, isn't that interesting?
The narrative's falling apart because their whole strategy is, just like in Canada, it's so transparent, it's ridiculous. You're a Nazi! Only the prime minister, second prime minister, whatever they call her up there, the vice prime minister, her grandfather actually was a Nazi. And, you know, so you're a Nazi, you're a misogynist, you're a racist. It's getting old because none of these things have anything to do with any of that. You know,
right.
It's called freedom. It's called, you know, we control the government, not the other way around.
And I think people are starting to see what they're doing, and they are. They're coming together going, hey, yeah, I may be a rapper and I may look different or whatever the case is. I just pick rappers as an example that they're patriotic too. And they like their freedom
Well, freedom across the board
is racist to me?
It is a binding element of a free society. Everybody can get behind that because, you know, people can be brainwashed. You know what's the old saying? You can fool some of the people some of the time, and you can fool some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all
the time. Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're seeing is the great awakening, you know? We're being lied to on a daily basis by these people. Oh, yeah, take the shot because if you don't, you're endangering your neighbor. I mean, come on. And there's people that will suck up that propaganda like a two-bit turkey just because somebody supposedly in power said it or on the media.
Yeah. But I think people are even seeing through that. You know, they really are starting to go, hey, something's wrong with this equation. So.
Well, we got
Jimmy on the line.
And he's got a story for us.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Excuse me. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
I got a great little Sunday story for everybody out there about ivermectin. So my wife's coworker that lives in San Diego area took his family to Las Vegas to see, I believe it was the Raiders-Ram game. It was a Raiders game.
Right.
So they had this great family outing planned out. So they leave out of San Diego, and they're driving up to Las Vegas, doo-doo-doo. Well, his daughter comes down with COVID, and all these people are completely vaccinated, by the way.
Right.
So she comes down with COVID. The hotel basically told them they cannot stay there. So they're driving back. His daughter gets deathly ill. She starts, you know, puking out of – sorry, I don't know if I can say puking on the air, but
– you just did.
Yep.
Sorry. Well, she's getting deathly ill. She ends up getting dehydrated, passes out. They call an ambulance. They pick her up, put her in the hospital. They rehydrate her, basically, probably with saline solution. So they end up going back to San Diego. You know, his daughter feels terrible. And the rest of the family, I believe it was two boys and his wife, in the coming days and or week and a half or so, they come down with COVID. And he doesn't. And he's wondering, why am I not coming down with COVID? Well, he has rosacea, okay?
Wow. I understand where you're going
tropical,
now.
And pretty much the main ingredient is ivermectin. The main active ingredient is
ivermectin. So even topically applied is good for you.
Yeah, but that stuff has ivermectin in it. Right. He did not come down with the COVID. When his whole family did, and he was exposed to them for the whole 2 or 3 weeks.
That's an interesting thing because it's coming out more and more and more that this ivermectin is kind of a miracle drug for a lot of different applications, not just COVID, but, you know, viral infections, parasitic infections, all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
And the fact that the mainstream media lied about every bit of it from day one is pretty telling.
Well, that's not good for their portfolios, is it?
No.
No.
Well, I think Pfizer's taking a dip. If not, they're going to take a dip pretty soon, especially after the Project Veritas videos that are coming out on the FDA guy who's saying that they're getting billions of dollars from Pfizer. I don't know, sort of like a payoff, you know, to promote their products.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully this will come out into the – because we all know it's a bunch of BS, but hopefully the – the whole thing will come crashing down around.
I think it is already. I think it is already. I'm looking at a headline here. Everyone is at risk for blood clots. The CDC and Pfizer issue urgent warnings on blood clots, even in the healthiest athletes. This is yesterday at 8 a.m. So
yeah, if you look up the ivermectin topical cream or whatever for rosacea, there's a CDC disclaimer on the top of the first like five websites I went to. COVID-19, pretty much disclaimer by the CDC. But I mean, this guy lived it, and he said that he did not catch it because he was applying that stuff to him.
Well, I mean,
anyways, all right, folks.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks. All right, thanks, Jimmy. I do want to continue on with this story because
hang on one second. While we're on that topic, these are the people like Bill Gates. He's been at the center of this. We're told don't trust anybody that are doctors that are saying, "Hey, ivermectin," or "Hey, natural immunity," or any of the rest of these things. But Bill Gates, Mr. Computer Guy, who now has pivoted into vaccines for viruses, this dude has been somebody that we're completely fine with, telling us what to do and what to think, everything else. I just want you to listen to something that he said this last week. This is as of February 18th from Real Clear Politics. These are his words. "Sadly, the virus itself, particularly the variant called Omicron, is a type of vaccine that creates both B and T cell immunity and has done a better job of getting out to the world population than we have with vaccines." How is that a sadly, Mr. Gates? Did it affect your pocketbook?
Yeah, because he's not making huge money. Now, excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat here.
It's Omicron.
No. it's called spring. things are blooming.
Well, there, what if it is?
Everything's starting to bloom out there. Okay, so everyone is at risk for blood clots. Now, I want to illustrate that this is not just some story out of Gateway, the Gateway Pundit, and this is not some, it's just headlines, because I got this on February 16th from a family friend who I've known for 35, 40 years, maybe more, 50 years. Her husband and I went to, the school at the same time down in Burlingame. And, I got this about 9 o'clock at night or whatever it was. And, it says this. I just wanted to get home. Jerry, who's her son, had all three vaccines, so I guess it could have been worse. 3/4 of his main artery to his brain is blocked with a clot, and it's too dangerous to operate on it. They are trying to get it to shrink the blood, to shrink with blood and thinner injections in his stomach twice a day. Really worried about him. Pray for him, please. Now, I've known this kid. I got him a job originally in San Francisco as a tile setter. When we were delivering marble and tile slabs down there, via my truck. And so I've known this kid. This is not speculation. This is not conjecture. This is somebody who I know personally who's having this exact problem right now. And he's not the only one that we know personally. My wife had a friend of his, or a friend of hers, that she went to school with. She'd known this guy since, I don't know, sixth grade or something. And he died of this exact same thing a month or so ago. So they've been covering this thing up. And if we go into, they can't be sued because Pfizer's under the Emergency Authorization Act. But you know something? You can pierce the civil litigation and into criminal if you find there's fraud, negligence, criminal activity of covering, information up. I don't know. You're turning me up and down over there. Leave me alone.
Well, I gotta find you're very loud in my can.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I'll start yelling. And so.
Hey, it works both ways.
Yeah, but I don't turn my, I stop. Okay, so what this is saying is everyone is at risk for blood clots, and this is both CDC and Pfizer are issuing a public warning about blood clots. Now, are you telling me that this is safe? Is that what you're telling me?
And while we're on the subject, I had a client the other day that is actually he's a physical therapist, I believe, here in town, and he took the jab and then got the booster, one booster, and he said his arms, the veins in his arms, swelled up. He had severe reactions to it.
So
along the blood clot thing, he said his arms were like Popeye arms because the blockage that
he was
having.
Well, let me go along here because I've got more on this. The CDC failed to mention on their website that the COVID-19 vaccines as one of the factors that can increase this risk. Okay, so if you're hospitalized, one half of blood clots occur during or soon after hospital stay or surgery. Being immobile, not moving for long periods of time, for example, bed rest extended, travel. So all of these people have a much higher risk. Now, I don't know what the numbers are right off here. I have to look more into the study. But if I know two people personally, and I'm just one guy up here in Podunk, North State, that tells me the numbers are much higher. And these guys have been lying about this or covering it up for quite some time. Why would they come out with this public service announcement now?
Well, and point in case. So just this last week at the Board of Supervisors, at minute 3440, you had a doctor that went before them and told them that she was being told to change her reports to the vaccine and it harming people. And this is not the first time we've heard this. We've heard this from people on Steve Dace's show. We've heard this on people on Joe Rogan's podcast. We've seen how, hey, there's a lot of fishy things that are going on with these reports. And the question that I have for everybody, this whole thing got blown out of proportion originally because everybody knew somebody that got COVID. And now we're at a place to where everybody knows somebody that ended up getting harmed by this vaccine. I personally know of two people that got it and within 3 days died of heart attacks. Okay? I mean, we're looking at these things. These are not rare stories. Anybody that you talk to says, hey, yeah, I have a friend over here that did this. Or they're just completely in la-la land and say, oh, no, yeah, this person had this happen, but it's completely unrelated. And at the same time, we have people that are blocking and making it to where you can't see the Pfizer documents. It'll be 75 years, and you're going to be dead as a door stump before you ever even end up seeing what they did to you and what they put into your body.
Well, and then here we go with the good morning, and I know people who do not get the jab but got blood clots from COVID. Really? So the studies that show that after the jab and Pfizer coming out with so if you're going to get blood clots with COVID and you're going to get blood clots with the jab, what are you saying? Is that all that you're just going to get blood clots no matter what?
Well, they're saying it's global warming now for heart problems and blood clots and stuff like that.
And who's saying it? CNN?
Oh, all the lamestream media.
That's what I'm saying. They've been lying to you for how long? Because they've been covering their tracks forever on everything. And disinformation, anybody that tells the truth is some kind of disinformation. So the real deal is if you get shots and you're healthy like these athletes, okay, how many people get the shots and get blood clots directly because of the shots? And why would Pfizer and the CDC come out and say that the blood clots are caused by the shots?
Dude, just 6 months ago, you would have gotten banned off social media for saying that a fourth booster shot is coming.
Or that a mask didn't do any good.
Oh, and now we hear it live on lamestream media again. I don't even want to call them news anymore. They're content creators and propagandists. But this we have from Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci confirms this week that CDC is actively monitoring the necessity for additional booster shots to fight COVID-19. Director for the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Wednesday explained that additional injections could be required to adequately protect individuals from future strains of the contagion. Give me a freaking break, man. Get out of here. Somebody find this guy some concrete slippers.
It's not going to stop if they allow him to keep on going because there's always going to be something else.
You got to work on your accent there, I'm telling you. Just watch the anteater off the old anteater in NASCAR. It's a Jackie Mason thing.
And back to Dr. Fauci, if you look on Gateway Pundit, Wayne Alan Root says, it was the biggest get-rich Ponzi scheme that he's got going.
Yeah. So, So then we've got Pfizer. I'm looking at one of their posts right now on Twitter. Deep vein thrombosis A blood clot in a deep vein can travel to the lungs, leading to pulmonary embolism. Symptoms of the PE include difficulty breathing, chest pain. Contact your doctor if you're experiencing this. No time to wait. Well, if it wasn't caused by the vaccine, why are they trying to head this out when they say there's a new study conducted at the Mayo Clinic that says, has concluded that the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine increases the risks of developing a rare and deadly blood clotting condition in the brain. So let's say that the theory of it's caused by COVID in the first place. Okay, so let's get a shot that increases it.
A fourth shot.
Yeah, let's get some more shots. That's what I'm telling you.
Where does it stop? And the really bad thing about it is now they're saying they're giving it to the children.
And then
a
study in Oxford University even early last year also revealed that the number of people who developed blood clots after getting vaccinated was about the same as those who get Pfizer and Moderna vaccines as they are for the AstraZeneca Market Watch reported. So it doesn't hold water when you say that COVID gives you the blood clots, because if you take the shot and it increases the blood clots or the possibility of blood clots, the vaccine is supposed to not do any harm. It's supposed to be more, you know, beneficial for you to take the shot than if you don't take the shot. So how is it
supposed to protect you?
Well, the first rule of Hippocratic Oath is to do no harm.
Right.
So
to protect, yeah.
If it's not protecting you, and it's making it worse, and it's increasing the danger of having more problems, then it's okay to do it anyway? Is that your theory? Is that your thesis? Is that your hypothesis?
And how does that become a state of emergency? Because you want to kill people?
So
I'm just asking. I mean, how do you get a state of emergency when you know when it's coming out?
Well, see, that's the problem. Is this flawed reasoning
that
comes from Brian Stelter or Rachel Maddow or some idiot that wouldn't know their ass from a hole in the ground if they were out in the yard digging it? The problem is that they just throw these things out there like, oh, yeah. But they don't do any studies. They don't do any homework. They don't look at the peer-reviewed studies. They don't look at the stuff that's coming from the medical community. They don't look at the fact that, oh, gee, they're changing the charts and doctoring them so that they say that you died from COVID.
No, you're wrong. They do look at them, and then they delete them quietly. They change them quietly. Where the hell are the prosecutions? Why do we have the Cuomos that end up having people that are sent into nursing homes that are sick, where you have people dying that are not in jail? Why do we have people from January 6, grandmas that walked in to freaking a place that normally you can walk into, who are being held in solitary confinement for the last year and a half as political prisoners? Why is this so flipped upside down? When are we going to start prosecuting these people? When are we going to say enough is enough? You're not going to kill us. You're not going to kill our children, because that is clearly what it is. If you have something that you're knowingly giving people that has a vaccine, quote unquote, name on it that you had to change the definition for that harms them, and you end up pushing this out on kids and children, and they get harmed and hurt from it, and you intentionally knew that in doctored documents, that's criminal.
Yes.
When are we going to stand up?
Yeah. And then, the thing is that the criminal liability supersedes the civil litigation, and I think that's where the problem is, that people think, well, they can't be sued. Oh, the big companies can't. No, they can't be sued civilly, but if they're creating and committing criminal acts, they can be charged for fraud, malfeasance, covering up information that was germane. See, these guys are really should be criminally prosecuted, not sued for money or monetary damages.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is long overdue. We know it. We have all the information now. They've tried to hide all the information. They've tried to keep it out of our public eye. They've tried to say, oh, we're going to lock this behind the wall for 75 years. And it's all right there. We have all the data. We can see it all plain as day. And now we even have them coming out and saying, oh, random blood clots for everyone. You get a blood clot.
Well,
you get a blood clot.
Why are they why have they covered up all of the really super healthy athletes dying?
Because they make money.
They don't
want to talk about it.
They want to change it. They want to just push it off to the edge. They want to basically make anything that is there go away. I mean, right now, we have a story just this last week. Ghislaine Maxwell's family fears for her safety after Brunel found dead. Ghislaine Maxwell allegedly introduced Jean-Luc Brunel to the billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, and now, recently, he's found hung. Well, it's funny how all these things happen.
Well, then the cameras were off.
He committed suicide and the cameras were off once again.
And again, I mean, you know, we're talking apples and oranges here a little bit.
But I get the CDC, follow the money. Unfortunately, you have to look at the money piece of it. Look at how much money these hospitals and doctors are making to falsify reports or not report.
I played that little bit of information. We could probably play it again right now if you want.
You look at every portion of our government right now, from the FBI losing Kyle Rittenhouse video footage that exonerates him.
Hold on. Let me turn this off. How do I shut it off?
It's reporting. You're going to go ahead and play it? Wait, we've got a couple things going. We got a caller. We're rambling up on break.
I'm going to play it right this second.
Okay, so we'll go to our caller, and then when we come back from the top of the hour, we'll go ahead and play it.
Okay.
And work that way. All right, good morning, Joan.
Hey,
you there?
Good morning. Hey. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
You're on the air.
Okay. All right. So just listening to your conversation there, you know, I just wanted to bring something close to home here that we should all be aware of is that Dr. Bias, a close friend of mine has gone to a doctor and need to get a treatment, and their doctor flat out says, you need to get a booster. Mm-hmm. And a person doesn't want a booster, but they were told that they can't get the treatment that they need unless they get the booster. Mm-hmm. So when that person asks for the documentation, they send them to the county.
Yep.
The county says, oh, no, that's not true. But then yet the other place, which is one of the hospitals in town, who's also supposed to authorize the treatment, half of them are saying you need the booster, the other half isn't. So if you're trusting your doctor and their opinion and their bias, they might just be recommending something that's going to hurt you, and it's not backed by anything.
Mm-hmm. Except their political view.
And money.
Exactly. I mean, when they mention the science, what science is it? It's not medical, it's political.
Yeah.
And it's money.
Just people need to beware. And this person also went and visited another doctor, and that doctor told that person, my friend, that those other doctors are quacks, especially the ones that did the COVID-19 public forum. These are his colleagues. Can you imagine that? This is crazy, you guys, and it's really become unsafe.
Yes, that's all I wanted to say.
Beware.
All right, well, thanks for calling it. And that's here locally that you got this, that you go in to get treatment. So somebody's telling somebody either you get the jab or you don't get treatment, and you die because you don't get your treatment because of whatever you're going in for.
Isn't that keeping you safe?
Well, I guess my safe and your safe might be different.
They're keeping you safe by taking you off your organ donor transplant list that you've been waiting for 4 years, and you don't have another 4 years to completely recycle it. And guess what? Next thing you know, you're dead because they're keeping you safe because they wanted to be able to inject you for something that you don't have.
Right.
Well, I love it that they think they can play God.
I got the clip here from the Board of Supervisors.
Oh, we got 1 minute to go.
Well, that's only a 25-second clip.
Okay.
Let's play it real quick.
Here we go.
So the physicians have been, you know, we've been all researching this for the last 2 years. We have seen censorship. I'm involved with Doximity, and I've seen entire comment sections disappear. I have personally seen censorship. I've seen doctors who have been told to kindly erase part of their chart to make no association between a vaccine side effects and the vaccine.
So I was trying to find out whether or not there was a cooperative.
So the physician.
So that was one of our doctors. Well, no, I mean, I was there, and it's just a clip. It's a short clip of 25 seconds. So there was other things going on there. He wasn't just trying to shut her off. There was more questions that were asked. But that was a big revelation that they're changed. They're fraudulently changing the charts to reflect the fact that the vaccines are not causing problems.
The side effect. And this is a doctor, I believe she's been emergency doctor for 25 years,
yes,
right in there.
It's true.
So with that, we're at the top of the hour. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Tensions soaring over a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine, and Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky wants to talk.
I don't know what the President of the Russian Federation wants, so I'm proposing a meeting. Zelensky made the proposal during a speech at the Munich Security Conference. The President, who had earlier met with U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, also said Russia could pick the location for the talks. He also added that Ukraine will continue to strive for a diplomatic resolution to the crisis. There was no immediate response from the Kremlin. Zelensky spoke hours after separatist leaders in eastern Ukraine ordered a full military mobilization in preparation for what they called an immediate threat of aggression from Ukrainian forces. Meanwhile, Western leaders have been making increasingly dire warnings that a Russian invasion of its neighbors appeared imminent. I'm Karen Chamas.
New Mexico Republican Congresswoman Yvette Harrell reaches out to protesters north of the border.
Harrell said in a statement on Twitter, "I'm introducing legislation that would temporarily grant asylum to innocent Canadian protesters who are being persecuted by their own government. We cannot be silent as our neighbors to the north are treated so badly." Between Friday and Saturday, officials said that 170 people were arrested in Ottawa in connection to the demonstrations that took place against COVID-19 protocol measures in Canada. The protests had dragged on for 3 weeks. But the streets in front of Parliament Hill, where the majority of the demonstrations had been taking place, saw no protesters by early afternoon on Saturday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Olympic flame was extinguished today in Beijing, marking the end of the most lockdown games in history. About 500 athletes tested positive for COVID during the games out of thousands who competed. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth is COVID positive and is experiencing mild cold-like symptoms. She will be working from home, they say. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Through February 26th, no purchase necessary, void or prohibited.
Hey America, you could win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. You heard me right, you could now win $5,000 a week paid to you every week for your whole life. Then after that, someone you choose gets $5,000 a week for their life. But you have to go to PCH.com before it's too late. There's just days left to enter to win, so go to PCH.com right now. You can't win if you don't enter. It's $5,000 a week forever. Go to PCH.com right now. That's PCH.com.
You can now lose your job for refusing to call a biological male she. And confused children are being pumped full of drugs to block puberty. How have we gotten to this point? The compelling new documentary, The Tragedy of Gender Confusion, has now been banned from online streaming. See the program the corporate media wants to hide from you. Get the DVD at SalemNowStore.com.
The last thousands of Afghan refugees who awaited resettlement at 8 U.S. military installations departed from a New Jersey base yesterday.
With assistance from refugee organizations, Afghans evacuated after their country fell to the Taliban in August have been gradually leaving military bases in recent months and starting new lives in communities throughout the U.S. Some 76,000 Afghans were admitted as part of Operation Allies Welcome, the largest resettlement of refugees in decades. More are expected, but in smaller groups. And officials no longer expect to need temporary housing on military bases. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The European Union's foreign policy chief says he's deeply concerned about tensions in Bosnia and has appealed to leaders there to avoid the breakup of the Balkan country. Last month, the Biden administration announced new sanctions against Bosnian Serb leader Milorad Dodik, who has for years been advocating that the Serb-run part of Bosnia leave. News and analysis at townhall.com. NCAA officials say they'll review the impact that image compensation may be having on college athletes.
Officials have called for a review of NIL, name, image, and likeness, compensation policies, and how they are impacting recruiting, transfers, academics, and athletes' mental health. One official says the Division I Board of Directors is concerned that some NIL activity, quote, may not only be violating NCAA recruiting rules, but may also be negatively impacting athletes. The board is asking the Division I Council to produce a preliminary report by April and make a formal recommendation on the issue by June. Bob Agnew reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 20th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including racing Hall of Fame owner Roger Penske. He is 85 years old today. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is 80. Baseball Hall of Famer Charles Barkley has 59 candles on his cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Got to start, you know, kind of Joe Cockering out on that one, you know, get to him up there.
Well, he'll be as soon as he finishes the rest of his coffee.
Oh, it's gone, guys.
Travis was in a flow right there. That was soul music right there.
Hey, I have a good singing voice.
He does.
So I can't do it. All right, so let's do this little clip here.
Once again.
This is from the, we played this clip last week, and I think it's, you know, appropriate, especially after we just heard the clip saying from our local doctor, 25 years, saying that they're changing the charts, that this is fraud. You can't do this. This is medical fraud. I mean, and oh, we're just all supposed to believe that it's all because of the COVID, not the vaccines, right?
And there's no money involved.
Wow. No money involved, even though every time they change it, and this kind of shows it. Okay, here's Dr. Peterson Pierre, medical doctor, talking about the problem. Go.
So the current situation is this. If you have COVID and you end up in the hospital, you're put on a rigid protocol, and there's high mortality rate in the hospital, and your family is kept in the dark as to what's happening. So what's going on here? Number one, the CARES Act is providing bonus payments to hospitals whenever you have a diagnosis of COVID. And then number two, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is waiving patient rights. This is a deadly combination. So here's what happens. You get a payment because you offer a free COVID test in the emergency room. You get a boost payment if you have a diagnosis of COVID. Number three, you get another bonus payment if you are admitted with COVID. Number four, you get another bonus payment if you're put on remdesivir. Number five, another bonus payment if you're put on a mechanical ventilator. Number six, another 20% bonus if the diagnosis on your death certificate says COVID, even though you may not have died from COVID. And then number seven, there's bonus payments to coroners. Do you understand the gravity of what's happening right now? The Biden administration is literally paying hospitals to kill you. That's what's happening. This is terrible. We need to stop that. These are real human lives we're talking about. They're priceless. It's estimated at about $100,000 per patient is what the hospital is getting. Think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, the real news of right now continues.
So they wouldn't doctor anything to say that they had blood clots before they got vaccinated, would they?
Or just saying that they had COVID, too. I mean, really?
What about the test kits, all that? Now, we've got another story here.
Bingo resulting in a body bag. He's dead. Bingo.
He's safe. you know, we've got another, article here that is, if you want to see the actual live footage, we might play it tomorrow on the podcast. But, Project Veritas came out with a video of videos 1 and 2 of FDA official Christopher Cole was recorded under a hidden mic about talking about the annual Pfizer shot. So the FDA, he's an executive officer in the FDA. Christopher Cole, you'll have to get an annual shot now, COVID vaccine. I mean, it hasn't been formally announced yet because they don't want to, like, rile anybody up. Cole on President Joe Biden. Biden wants to inoculate as many people as possible. Cole on plans to approve vaccine for toddlers. They're not going to not approve emergency authorization use for children 5 years old or less. Cole on pharmaceutical companies. There's money incentives for Pfizer and drug companies to promote additional vaccinations. Cole on financial incentives for pharmaceutical companies. It'll be a reoccurring fountain of revenue. It might not be that much initially, but it'll be reoccurring if they can get every person required to have an annual vaccine, then that is reoccurring money going to the company. The FDA's official statement. The person purportedly in the video does not work on vaccine matters and does not represent the view of the FDA. Are you kidding me? Now, you got to be pretty stupid. But
oh, I got one more. Oh, no, you're not going to need booster shots. Now you need a third booster shot. You're not going to need a fourth booster shot. Now you need a fourth booster shot.
If you get the initial vaccine, you won't get COVID. Oh, no, that's not right. If you get the vaccine, you could still get COVID, but you won't spread it. Wrong answer.
Now it's less transmissible. No, now it's the same amount of transmissibility, but it's not as bad. Give me a break.
And you
got, literally, you got people right now that are saying, well, at least he was vaccinated, so it probably didn't hurt as much when he died. Give me a break.
And they, you wonder why they call it the clot shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's good for you. It keeps you safe.
Well, and at the same time, anybody that has anything to say in a differing opinion, you know, these world-renowned quack doctors that are Nobel Prize-winning who actually invented the technology that they're using, those quack doctors that we just now labeled them as quack doctors, if they say anything, we need to eliminate their podcast. We need to take them down. We need to strike them down. We need to get rid of Joe Rogan.
And with that, before we go to a caller, I have a headline here. MSNBC reporter admits many Democrat voters don't want life to go back to normal. Imagine that. They think that, you know, wearing a mask is getting us ready for the virtual world.
They were having protests that that they wanted to keep the mask. So they got 10 people out there, look like a Tom Slick cheering section. Uh-huh. Yeah, we all want to keep our masks. Yay. You know, like three people waving the flag. Yay.
Yeah.
You know, they cover that. But they just forgot about the 2 million people in the streets of several big European cities. They didn't cover that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rich.
With that, we got Rich on the line. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good.
So I want to try to draw some folks to our podcast. We're going to cut another podcast this evening. So when everybody wakes up, it'll be uploaded. Shasta County Citizen Journalist on Podbean. And you only have to enter Shasta County in the search bar on Podbean. We're the only thing that will come up. So I'm going to give you a little teaser because I don't want to scoop my own podcast today, but I'm going to give you a little teaser. I'm going to be covering several bills recently introduced. One of them I'm going to humbly rename this bill the Retaliate Against the Shasta County Recall Bill. So I will be discussing how the state is already responding to our successful recall. Stuff with law enforcement, don't have to be a citizen to be law enforcement. Forcibly, not discernment, not using discretion, forcibly enforcing health orders. Oh, it's coming, folks. So I got about 10 bills I'm going to be covering on tonight's podcast, and it'll be uploaded. So please read, please check that. And then I always include show notes.
And what's the name of the, where can they find the podcast at?
Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, podbean.com. Just enter Shasta County in the search bar, will come up. About 10 bills pending now. The state's coming after us, folks, and I will be discussing those those bills.
That'll be uploaded tonight, Rich.
It'll be uploaded tonight. So, but when you get up in the morning, it'll be ready. So, they're coming after us very quickly. The state is coming after Shasta County.
Wow.
So, anyways, that's about all I had at the moment.
All right, thanks, Rich.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks for everything you guys do in getting the information out to us. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. So here is another story I just pulled up that I guess the mainstream media, you know, and we had that person in the chat room. It's like, you know.
It's not even worth mentioning.
I know, but you can't fix stupid, I guess. You know, that's all I can say.
No, actually, I have a completely one thing to say about this. Because you can go to somebody, you can have a conversation with them, and it doesn't matter what you say. They say, I don't care about you. I hate your guts. I'm not going to listen to you.
I don't care about facts. I care about feelings.
Well, and this is the point. You have somebody that's going to hate you baselessly. No matter what you say, no matter what you do for your community, no matter what your heart,
I don't care how they feel. The only reason I'm responding to it is to show how stupid, I shouldn't say stupid, how misinformed the position of that they're taking, that the clots are caused by COVID to begin with.
Well, and my point on this is there comes a moment to where, all right, well, if you don't care and you're not going to listen, I don't care, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do over
right here.
I'm
only trying to get to the people that want to listen. Mm-hmm. It's really that. I get your point, and I agree with So right now, here's an article. COVID-19 vaccine deaths soar in Europe. Mass funeral protests for children held in Switzerland. Let me give you some stats here. And this comes from Eudra Vigilance, okay? So if you want to look that up, it's Eudra Vigilance, Vigilance, is now reporting 38,983 fatalities, 3,530,362 injuries following injections of 4 experimental COVID-19 shots, including Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson. Almost half of the recorded injuries are serious. On January 29th, 2021, a mass funeral protest for children who have died after receiving a Pfizer vaccine was held in Geneva. I guess they just missed that on MSNBC. We've had a surge in funerals in the last year.
For children. Think about this, you guys. We have had less than 900 kids with COVID that died since the beginning of this pandemic. And of those kids, it was something last time I checked, like 26 of them that didn't have other problems, comorbidities, that ended up leading to their death. We are having infants now being looked at as to whether or not we can jab these kids probably up to 4 times. God only knows. At least probably the 2 they want to give to you. But don't worry, it's just a little lesser poison for the little ones. Give me a break.
Yeah, well, they're already poisoning them enough. How many shots do they get? Like 72?
But let's keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
Fauci's Oprah
everybody's,
death.
Everybody's got to be safe. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. You're going to die. You're going to die over here.
Well,
if
and
you
I
don't
have the stats,
do as we say, yes.
Well, think
you
about
get
this,
to go to the train station. Thank you.
This is as of yesterday's date. Bad things happen to those who publish truth about Fauci. It's an unchallengeable fact that the sun appeared over the horizon this morning. It's also a fact that Dr. Anthony Fauci is paid more than any other federal employees ever. Published the former in Forbes. Hey, no problem. But if your name is Adam Alawoski and you publish the latter fact in the digital pages of Forbes, you get terminated by the spineless editors who fear offending the powerful in government. So if you even publish the fact, hey, why is this guy making so much money? Who made him God? You're fired from Forbes. No bias here.
Yeah. And it's kind of scary. He's been in there for a lot of years, like 20 years or something. He's been up there doing what he's doing.
Well, do you know how much money that they've made on the test kits to test people that aren't sick?
You know how much money China's made on that?
I'm just saying. I don't even know. But it's a lot.
Do you know how much DNA China's collected from those test kits? And that actually is not of conjecture a fact. That's actually something that got released from a federal report over to one of our sheriffs in L.A. County, where he said, I'm not going to test my guys with these because China's getting our DNA. Nothing they could do with that. I mean, where did this thing originate from in the beginning?
Speaking of inflation...
No, there's no not a little inflation going on.
Do it.
Yeah, okay, so we talked about the $6 burger over
what
the break.
$6 burger?
Okay, remember Carl's Jr., the $6 burger. How much does the burger cost now, Travis?
It's somewhere around $9, $10.
$10? Now it's the $10 burger.
And that's
smaller.
And the patty's
and no
drinking.
Fries and no drink.
Yeah, that's just the sandwich itself.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not the meal deal. Come on.
It's kind of like Motel 6. Used to be $6 a night, is now Motel 66.
All right, Mark, come on.
More than that. Holiday weekends.
Holiday weekends, it goes up, and then it goes down during the week.
The inflation is the worst in 40
years. But they leave the light
on
for you.
With the exception of we're not going to include gas and food, because, you know, nobody needs those things, dummy.
Yeah, that's kind of like, you know. Man, what's wrong with you? It's the
okay. Now you turn me down.
No, you want to hear the worst thing I've heard on inflation from the Speaker of the House. This has got to be
Inflation's good for you because it causes higher wages, right?
No, jobs
no.
cause
she
inflation.
Said that people who are employed
cause inflation.
Yeah. I mean, she's either so stupid and so uneducated in economics, which I seriously doubt because I don't think she's stupid. I think she might be evil and a few other things. But why would you say that? Because we all know what causes inflation. It's increasing the supply of money. It's really simple. There are a few other factors that exacerbate it, like supply chain demands and so forth like that. But if you keep increasing the supply of money into a system, in fact, that used to be, if you looked it up in the dictionary, you might go to an older dictionary now, it said inflation is the increase in the supply of money, because you have more dollars chasing the same goods and services, so what it does is inflates the prices. It's really not that difficult to understand, okay?
Yeah, but you got to remember, this is the same person that has said many stupid things, but one was also, you know, it's good that people are on unemployment, because then they spend the money in the community, and it's good. Remember back in the day she said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and she was talking about, you could go, you know, you get your money and you go spend it at McDonald's or Burger King when it's a $6 burger. But then, so you got this money coming in on unemployment, you're getting a little more money, except the $6 burger is now the $15 burger.
And but if you go and spend it out in the community, it makes it all better.
That will stop inflation.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't even make this crap up because it's so stupid, you know? And so, you know, these people are used to lying and having the mainstream media, I'm going to say meatheads, support their narrative. Okay? That's been the problem for a long time, is that the mainstream media says, here's Nancy Pelosi telling you what inflation is, like it's true. You know, here's Brian Stelter, you know, Gargamel, looks like, you know, a fat Gargamel. And he knows nothing. Okay, and then you go over to CNN and it's like, gee, who's going down this week for pedophilia or some kind of sexual deviant program, you know? And that's who we're listening to?
Yeah.
Not anymore. That's why Joe Rogan has 11 million people as opposed to Tucker Carlson, who's the closest
one. He's bad, though. He's bad.
Well, he is bad because he actually has conversations with people of knowledge.
I'm kind of disappointed, honestly, with the way that I've seen it. It looks like he's starting to comply, and it looks like he really is.
We'll see.
I've been following his program and listening, and ever since, it doesn't really seem like he's doing what he used to do about having people on and having them.
And here's what I say. I think you're probably right, but I don't think it matters anymore because people are fleeing the mainstream media. That's the real thing that you need to take away from this. You know, Dan Bongino's program on Rumble increased by 2 million people this last week.
Rumble is winning. Free speech is winning. I mean, it was... It was here on this program when Rumble was announced, and I was telling you guys about it a week after it happened, saying, hey, guess what? We have a place that we can move off of this platform and start supporting our alternate ecosystems and our parallel economies, and it's happening right now. People are flocking over to it. People are moving over at record numbers.
Is this an I told you so moment?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, I have another moment.
And Wim can, too. You know what?
It's called Shut Up and Cut His Mic moment.
And with that, we do have a caller. We've got Ron on the line. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning. I got something to add to your program here.
Yeah.
I've said something the other morning on Pete Peter's show. But anyhow, they've been trying to take our country down for years. I mean, I've been following this since the 60s. I call them the shadow government, the Illuminati, the Bilderberg.
Yep.
All this garbage. But anyhow, there's a show on at 6 o'clock in the morning on your station, I mean, on your radio station. His name is Colonel Denny Gillum.
Okay.
Anyhow, he had a lady on, and she's talking about, she's blowing the whistle on all this corruption. And there's a guy named U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Yes.
He had a five-hour conference, and he's talked to, I guess his name is Robert Malone. But anyhow, they're talking about the all the corruption, and Anthony Fauci's name is right in the middle of it, and they've known about this COVID nonsense for a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is something that somebody got bit in the thumb by a damn bat. This is something that they created in a laboratory, and they're trying to plan our demise is basically what it goes. So anybody who wants to go in on, I guess you call it archiving, on yesterday morning on at 6 o'clock is when Colonel Denny Gillum comes on. You might be able to listen to what he had to say. I've tried to make notes, and I can't write fast enough sometimes. But anyhow, if you listen to Colonel Denny Gillum and the young lady that he was interviewing, it will scare the daylights out of you.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, I think you're spot on. And Ron Johnson has really started to become on fire because he was kind of, you know, not a real big player a couple, 3 years ago. And I think he found out something that all of a sudden he's all over this stuff and he's angry, and I think he's doing some good things.
Yes. And so they're trying to, they're whistleblowers, they're trying to alert us now at kind of what is going on. And it's coming out. I mean, even about that jackass Hillary Clinton, I mean, whatever, all the stuff she's doing, they're bringing a lot of stuff out now. So, I'll talk to you later. Thank you for
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where Durham's going, but I don't think it's good for Hillary no matter what.
I think what it's going to come to is it's us, the people, going to be putting a foot in it.
I agree.
And saying, you know what, we're done with it. We're fed up with this.
Yep.
And right now, you look at what's going on in Canada and you look at what's taking place there. This is a poll from the Post-Millennial. Majority of Americans support Canadian freedom protesters poll. 59% of U.S. voters support the Freedom Convoy, including 42% who strongly support it. And what do we see Canada doing? We see Canada that is arresting these women. They are actually, we have released documents where they actually talk about how they're abusing the protesters and laughing about it and how they actually want to do it.
And their supporters as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They are seizing bank accounts.
Yep.
And they say crypto, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that it's kind of hard to seize the crypto. and so that's kind of a...
There's people that are giving out their information.
Right.
You know, they're not using their due diligence, the people that are on the crypto side. And then you got the people that are hacking in and broadcasting their information to other people so they can be hacked.
Well, and I'm not going to let this go over this, because what we're seeing right now is we're seeing that this woman was arrested in Ottawa, and she said, remain peaceful. I knew this was coming. Remain peaceful. We've got this. And just stay peaceful and be out here and do what you got to do. That is not a violent protester. That is somebody being dragged off for their personal beliefs and their personal autonomy and keeping track of what they want for their lives, their freedoms, and their children. Now, in addition to that, we have the police that are over there in Ottawa running people over with their horses, gassing them. They recently commandeered the vehicles and tow trucks because the tow truck company said, these people are working here. These people are the people we rely on for our food. We're not going to do it.
Yep.
So what do these jackboot police guys do? They go ahead and commandeer their vehicles, slap police over their logos of their business names, take off their license plates, and tow a bunch of these trucks. They come in with assault rifles, and they come in and start gassing these people who are peacefully protesting, saying, we're not going to have it. Well, now we're seeing images and videos of these protesters there saying, with signs, 2022 is 1776, and wake up, and you better wake up.
Well, we know that there's a new saying up there, let's go brand-do. So we know that the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, who's the son of Fidel Castro, has been declaring martial law and suspending everybody's rights, seizing bank accounts. Yep. This is exactly what Hitler did. Okay. To Jews without due process. There's no court orders. It's
And he's seizing bank accounts.
Yeah.
And trying to shut these people down so they don't have fuel, they don't have water, they don't have food and all that. Then he's turning around and trying to prosecute the protesters that they're abusing their children. They're abusing their animals under those false pretenses as well.
Oh, they're Nazis, except the person, Christine Freeland, who is the Minister of Finance, announced that these new emergency powers will include expanding terrorist financing rules to target crowdfunding efforts that have been supported. So they're also going after anybody that helps them. So if you send $50 to these guys so they have some gas or some food, then they go after your bank account as well. And martial law.
And you know what? We can't be scared of that.
Yeah.
We can't be scared of that. No. All right.
Yeah.
We got to
With
do a break.
That, we have to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
People seem to be forgetting about you, God, but not me. I'm sorry. On behalf of the people that preaching that you are a fraud, you got me. You got me, I will always live and die for you. Quit getting high for you, quit telling lies for you. Society make me cry for you. They keep demonizing you and politicizing you and criticizing you, still weaponizing you. Tell me what am I to do to open their minds? I'm trying to show them the light, but I know that they blind. If you look around you, you will see God's visible. I've seen miracles. God shouldn't be political. It's not left or right wing, not a black or white thing. I know you'll get me through any single struggle my life brings. I stumble for a little, but my faith still remains. They using you as a weapon nowadays, it's insane. You help me through the pain, you get me through the rain. You always keep me humble when I change through the fame. Trying to silence the discussion, I don't trust the government. Without faith we suffering, without it we have nothing. Politicians on a mission to make you hate your religion and run away from tradition and put your trust in the system. When things go wrong in their life, they want to blame you. I hope people praying still regardless who they praise. Question you, God. I don't know why they say what they say, always there when it's too hard. Gotta pray through the rain and the pain, yeah. Cause when the times get tough and your mind gives up, think there's nothing that you can do. When there's no more love and there's no more trust, I just turn on my faith to you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Rural friends.
Way up in New York City from a place called Queens came a smooth operator named Donnie T. He made a ton of money selling real estate, feeding politicians all along the way. The next thing you know, old Don's a billionaire giving helicopter rides at the Iowa State Fair.
Hey, I was liking that, you know.
Keep going.
It caused a sensation everywhere he went. His friends said, Donnie, you should run for president. He fired lots of people on his TV show. Now he wants to tell Obama that it's time to go. His kin folks said if he ran, then he would win. So he loaded up the limousine and let the fun begin. He's not a politician, he's a businessman. That's why the whole country's turning into Donnie Fair.
Okay, this was before the election, okay? But I thought it was a pretty good beat and funny.
That's solo. He's a kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, so I want to go back to Trudeau.
Well, and I want to talk for a minute about how the government and the media, but I repeat myself, waged a harassment campaign against the people that actually supported Give, Send, Go after they ended up taking the funds away from GoFundMe and all the rest of these places.
Yeah, they started. The government did it. The government illegally. Well, they're just making anything illegal that they want. They're just. That's what this emergency thing is, and we should take that to note in California as well. They don't. This emergency is to protect us. This emergencies are designed to take power, and the second in command said that they're going to do this forever. They're not going to give back the emergency powers.
Well, and mind you, right now to this moment, you can still find posts on places like Twitter and Facebook with these people's doxed information on these places back when, you know what, they ended up taking down quote-unquote hacked information that wasn't hacked information about Joe Biden's crack pipe-eating son and how he ended up goes over to China and does all these business deals to take our jobs, to take our money, to just sell us down the river, and that goes ahead and goes away, gets taken down, because you know what? That's hacked information. But if you voted or you sent money over to this campaign to actually support freedom, you're the bad guy, and we'll leave your information out.
Well, that's what they do. This is why government is dangerous when you get too much power and too many in one spot and consolidated. That's why we had three branches of government. That's why we spread out the power all the way down to the county level. But here's the here's a clip from Trudeau.
You mean Castro?
Yeah, that guy. invoking the Emergency Powers Act, and this is all about power and tyranny. I think this is going to backfire, but here's Trudeau.
After discussing with cabinet and caucus, after consultation with premiers from all provinces and territories, after speaking with opposition leaders, the federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations. I want to be very clear. The scope of these measures will be time-limited, geographically targeted, as well as reasonable and proportionate.
Really?
I think I watched this movie. It was called V for Vendetta.
It's absolute stupidity. It's only 2 weeks to flatten the curve. You know, these guys, once they get power, these little dictators, these little Hitlers, I mean, they're seizing people's bank accounts. Yeah. You know, people that, you know, this is all going to backfire, I believe, in the long run.
I mean, the terminology is right there. You've got dictator and caucus. I mean, there's really not much more that needs to be said on it.
Well, and so I've got another story here.
That button is looking good. Right
now. This is another story. Time for the protesters to hear our jackboots on the ground. Leaked RCMP text messages reveal some of the of Canada's finest are going way past simply following orders. You know, so these guys, you know, you know, this is tyranny in its purest form is what this is. You know, when there's no constraints on the police, when there's no constraints on the government, this is what you get. This is why we have to fight this here. We have no choice but to fight this here, because if you lose this fight, you're going to be living in China.
Guys, we're already there. You look over at FBI right now, they're breaking into the offices of our elected representatives to actually, this is recent news. 2 weeks ago, we ended up having the FBI break into the offices of one of our Republican elected officials to try to dig up dirt on January 6th so they can go ahead and indict him for these things and make it to where he can't run. We're seeing them going after Marjorie Taylor Greene and the rest of them. This is political warfare with real life lawfare on a active civil war.
Yeah.
There's no other words for it. I mean, if you are arresting political protesters and keeping them as political prisoners, what is that?
Okay. Moving right along. I want to play a clip here. This comes in from Kenekoa to the Great. If you haven't heard of him, he's on Rumble. And, you know, all the things we've heard lately about the elections and all the things about, oh, you can't fix the elections. And, Trump lost, even though he got 81 million votes, which is more than the people that actually voted. But and then you got the 2,000 Mules. If you haven't seen that, Google 2,000 Mules, the one trailer by Dinesh D'Souza that's coming out. That will be out soon. And I think this whole Great Awakening is just getting to the point of good grief, you can't deny this. And so here is some of our Democratic representatives a couple years ago talking about voter machines or voting machines, the Dominions and the machines. So here is, we'll start off with Adam Schiff. And I like to refer to him as Adam Schiffsky.
there's a name that rhymes a little better with that.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on if you hold your tongue or not, you know. You know how they used to say battleship?
Yeah, you know, drop a few syllables.
Yeah. So here we go. Here's Adam and talking about the how safe the voter machines are now. Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
These are too vulnerable.
For researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switched votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller of voting machines is doing something that violates Cybersecurity 101, directing that you install remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
These voting machines can be hacked quite easily.
You could easily hack into them.
Klobuchar.
It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling them.
It is the individual voting machines that pose some of the greatest risks.
Sure there are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines.
Kamala.
Right, yeah. Which are vulnerable to being hacked.
The workers were able to easily hack into the electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors.
We know how vulnerable now our systems were. I know the hackathon that took place last year where virtually every machine was broken into fairly quickly.
I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines. Those that are being used in many states.
Aging systems also frequently rely on unsupported software, like Windows XP in 2000, which may not receive regular security patches and are thus more vulnerable to the latest methods of cyber attack.
In a close presidential election, they just need to hack one swing state, or maybe one or two, or maybe just a few counties in one swing state.
I'm very concerned that you could have a hack that finally went through.
Yeah, I guess it's only when you lose the election that we can talk about election fraud, right?
Well, at that point, there's nothing wrong with the machines. Come on.
Yeah, they're all good now. The machines are great.
Especially
if we have a bunch of ballot box stuffers out there running routes and getting paid for it. How can you lose? They did the greatest voter fraud movement in the history of the country.
Yeah. And I think Georgia is having them release the data information out of the machines.
This
in
is
Georgia
not going
now.
Away.
Yeah.
And I think the only thing at the end of the day is what we come back to is the fact that the people are starting to rise up. Because you can pee on my back and tell me it's raining all day long, but after a while it doesn't work anymore. And that's kind of what's happening here, is that people are waking up. Why do you think the school boards are being taken over? Why do you think the boards of supervisors are being taken over? Why do you think that there's going to be a landslide election away from the Democrat Marxist in this next election?
As long as we have people that watch the polls, as long as people are vigilant. Because
yes.
You know what? This cannot stand. We cannot keep sitting idle and standing by, and
no.
We are not.
You got to get involved.
And
go to election integrity. Election integrity.
Well, I think that's what made a big difference there is we did have a lot of poll
watchers. I was out there watching
everywhere.
Polls. Yeah, everywhere. And so the moral of the story is you can win against these guys. You can take some of them out, especially at the local level, because it's harder to cheat in a smaller district. Okay.
Oh, it's hard to cheat when you're being watched.
It's hard. That's what I'm saying. As long as you've got people involved. So here's the message. I don't care who you are. You need to get involved in your own liberty. You need to get involved in your freedom in some fashion or another. The time for sitting at home and avoiding everything is over. If you want to stay free, get involved. If you think that you're going to just let someone else do it, you're mistaken. Okay, if you don't get involved and this whole thing falls, you're going to be suffering just as much as everybody else, probably worse.
Well, and the thing that I want to get out there is we are actually seeing this week the American truckers are preparing to descend on Washington.
Yes, that's coming down the pipe.
With their own freedom convoy. But what I want to remind people, if these same people that are willing to go to D.C. and drive around and shut down D.C. in a form of active protest are the same people that can go out there and actually watch our polls and make sure that we have a legitimate, fair election, if we have that happen, we're not going to see a repeat of 2020.
Yeah, and with that, I guess we have a caller. We got Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everyone. I see you all survived last night's celebration.
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
We missed you, Dave. Where were you?
I didn't even know we were having one.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. All right. That's another reason to have a second party.
Right?
Hey, I was going to give a super quick one topic only, and this is on the monoclonal antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
Please, everyone, please slow down. This is already another one of these new things. Never heard of them before. And I've been doing a little bit of research. It's hard to find, as we all know, that there's different sources for this antibody. Remember how in the early days of the vaccine being rolled out, right, the warp speed, people were very concerned about the blood source. You know, do I want a blood transfusion from somebody who took this, you know, Pfizer, Moderna, whatever? Do I want an organ donated from somebody who, same thing, you know, it's like, slow down, too fast, where's the research, where's the study, where's the safety? Well, here we are. This monoclonal is from a human embryonic kidney, and it's been put together so that it's never going to stop dividing. That's the perfect description of something cancerous and metastasizing. Now, do you think these deep state creeps and the big pharma are going to massively harm, kill, injure, and do whatever immediately? No. That's why they're doing things in phases, perhaps, different vials, different lot numbers, different batch numbers. So here we are with this monoclonal. Is if these are indeed coming from human embryonic kidney, and they call it 293, if that's coming from living babies,
wow.
Folks, I hate to say this on a Sunday morning, but that means you need to have a heart beating, and you take it, and you get the cell line from that. So I'm just telling people, if this happens to be something that's going to happen in a year or two or three, that's another way to have the agenda of eugenics and the slow kill, because you'll never point it to anything. It will never be linked, just like with this doctor that the Board of Supervisors, they don't want the link, the association or the connection to be about what they're seeing as a legitimate doctor in the ER, and they see it all, by the way, And they're wanting to falsify, delete, erase, twist, and actually remove it after the fact, if I heard that right. I think this doctor needs to be on national news. Our local Shasta County doctor needs to be a part of all of it. I know Richard's working on this like he always is.
Right.
So I'm just saying, if this is going to start to give you a non-stop dividing cancerous condition, do you want that as your option? I'm just saying, I am trying every day and night, so is Richard and all my other research people, to try to find out what's going on with this epic fail, because it looks like these organs are melting together. That's an epic fail. I don't want something from somebody else's body when I don't know what the heck they did to it. Why would I do that? I think I'll take my chances with some a little bit of sunshine and work on my vitamin C if they don't destroy every orange crop in Florida or whatever. Get what I'm saying, folks?
Yeah, well, listen,
yeah.
I got your article, Lori, and I'll do a little research on it tonight, and I'll see, I'll see what I can find there, and then we'll go from there.
And you know what? And I thank all my friends that I keep meeting at our functions and meetings and the Freedom Coalition and everywhere else. This is Dr. Carrie Madig, M-A-D-E-J. She's been on this since day one. This information came out from Freedom First Network on January 12th. So, again, I'm going to add that to my stack so I can go to sleep maybe at 3:30 in the morning.
Well, there you
have
it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks,
Lori. All right.
Thanks
for calling in.
Bye. All right.
We appreciate it.
Now, I also wanted to go next and pivot a little bit to gun control and what we're seeing right now with this Remington case. We didn't.
Oh, how crazy is that? What is it, like 70 million that they ended up?
73 million. But here's what's important to note on this. This is the Great Reset at work. This is exactly one of the tactics they're planning on using for the Great Reset. Because what it was is they keep saying, oh, well, it's Remington agreed to pay this money. And Remington ended up doing this. False information.
I'm
just
shocked.
Fact check right there. This was the insurance companies that agreed to do a settlement. And now guess what's going to happen with these insurance companies? They're going to say, I'm sorry, we can't insure you anymore. Or your price for insurance is going to be so sky high, it's going to be unfeasible. And it's going to cause the price of weapons and ammunition and things of that nature to go sky high. And at the same time, we've got California that's jumping on that. And California bill would have citizens enforce weapons ban. So California Governor Gavin Newsom proposed Friday letting private citizens in his state sue gun makers to stop them from selling assault weapons, just as Texas lets its residents sue abortion providers to stop the procedures. Now, he's trying to do this to go after these gun manufacturers. And the difference that I can see in this that's really quite a plain, simple thing. You have a doctor that is actively killing a baby. That kind of makes sense that you might sue the doctor. You have somebody that actively makes a tool for either self-defense or can be used as any tool can. Whether you can kill somebody with a hammer or anything else. Why can't we sue our auto manufacturers when you end up having somebody drive drunk? Completely different conversations to be had, but it's just the absurdity of what they're doing and trying to make it to where you yourself do not have a Second Amendment right to defend yourself so they can treat you just like they do the Canadians in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is very true.
And at the same time, we've got Democrat senators that are writing letters to YouTube demanding more censorship of videos about 3D printing guns and things of that nature.
And I want to go back to the Sandy Hook thing. There was a lot of controversy exactly about the Sandy Hook stuff.
Well, there was.
You've got a deranged
lunatic that does these things.
Exactly.
There also, I mean, there was those creepy videos of the father that was seen, like, laughing and then acting like nothing was of it. Like, I don't know one way or the other on it. I mean, it's a really sad thing that ended up happening. It obviously happened. It wasn't a false flag or anything like that. But what we see that's coming out of that is it's more manipulation and it's more tactics and scare tactics to turn around and take your Second Amendment rights away.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just reading a little bit. I didn't really cover that this morning, but I saw it, but I didn't.
About Remington?
Yeah, I was just reading some of the articles.
Well, there's also this one. So we've already talked about how the FBI sucks, the CIA sucks. They've been responsible for a lot of the drugs and a lot of the things like that coming across our border.
You mean they're corrupt?
And now we have the Justice Department filing a lawsuit against the state of Missouri over a bill to protect the Second Amendment. So in this complaint filed on Wednesday in the United States District Court for the Western District of Missouri, the Justice Department claimed that the state governments are prohibited from passing bills that interfere with federal laws. It states restrictions imposed by HB 85 have hindered cooperation and other activities that assist federal, state, and local law enforcement efforts. Now, mind you, I want you guys to think about something. Why is it that you have muskets, and why is it that you have these older black powder rifles that are not considered firearms? They are not FFL things. You can order one in the mail right now and get it to your house. There's even some debate as to whether or not felons can have them. The thing about it is they're doing that so that they can actually impose these restrictions by us going along and saying this is a firearm. No, it's an arm. That's really what it is. All of these things, you have a right to keep and bear arms, and they want to slap on all these rules and all these regulations and make it so difficult for you to own, while at the same time, these rich, powerful elites can have 15 thug boot, jack boot, Jacobites that go over here and have all these different weapons and things like that to protect them.
Well, that's different, those Jacobites. Don't you know that?
You know what a Jacobite is?
I do. It just rhymed, okay?
It was pretty good, but, you got to watch those Jacobites.
Yeah,
they'll come and get you.
Yeah,
you know?
They might revolt against King Richard or something.
But they're the bad Jacobites.
We're the bad Jacobites. Yeah. So I want to go on and let's talk a little bit. We got a few minutes left here of the Wheels of Freedom. American truckers set to launch people's convoy against Biden's tyrannical COVID mandates. I got this in from Steve. They're about to start a people's convoy inspired by the Canada's highly successful Freedom Convoy. And I believe that it is in the long run going to be highly successful because the narrative is being changed. The Great Awakening is happening for the Canadian people and worldwide. People are starting to realize if you don't stand up, you're going down the same road anyway. So you have to stand up. There's no choice. And in that, you can't govern a people that don't want to be governed because there's a hell of a lot more people than there are government officials. And that's the bottom line at the end. Even though you got the cops and you got this and they got the army, it doesn't matter. When the cat's out of the bag, they govern by lies and deception as a whole. When those lies and deceptions are no longer have the ability to twist people's thoughts and control them, then it starts to get ugly for the guys in power. And then at the end of the day, you know, you might end up on a rope hanging from a yardarm somewhere, you know.
The people are realizing that we really do have the power.
Figuratively speaking, because, of course, we are the Shasta County Taliban militia, according to our local representatives or representative that just got recalled, because that's the name of the game. Anybody who doesn't agree with you is a terrorist or whatever they want to label you with.
Now, let's be honest. The people have spoken. It's now according to the previous nobody who's now nobody anymore.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This is one of my concerns with this, because what we've seen and what recent history has taught us, and one of my biggest concerns for this Freedom Convoy, and it's something that we should all be praying for them about, is they do not have an ability to stop us from doing these type of things in America. So what are we going to see? We're going to see more false flags.
It depends on what you mean, ability to stop. You know, do they have control of enough resources to do something like Canada? It's going to be harder to do it here.
Well, and this is my point on it. What did we see on January 6th? We saw a bomber that mysteriously was so good at his job, he didn't leave any fingerprints or anything else. What do you want to bet? Right now, just throwing it out here before this even begins, what do you want to bet? There's going to be some bombs or something like that that are found around, and this is going to become a January 6th moment all over again because they don't want people to stand up.
I wouldn't be surprised at all because these guys are scumbags. I mean, it's just like our local scumbag who, you know, and now the word is out that the Department of Homeland Security has been notified that there's terrorists in the county. You know, it's like, so you label anybody that you can so that, you know.
You label anybody that stands against you as that.
That doesn't agree with the way you want to do things.
Let's pivot right into this. Biden brags about putting a dead dog on a Republican's woman doorstep. Yeah, I thought that was made up when I saw the video. I really did. I was scrolling through TikTok. It wasn't made up. No. Here we go. Biden was speaking at the National Association of Counties Conference on Tuesday.
Is this recent? On this last Tuesday?
This last Tuesday. Well, that, when he told politicians about his spiteful act while he was in Newcastle County Councilman. My name's Joe Biden, and I used to be a county councilman. I ran for Senate because it was too darn hard to be on the council, Biden said. One reason for the hard times as councilman, Biden explained, was a Republican woman in a wealthy neighborhood who had called him about a dead dog in her yard. Well, I got a call.
That dumb SOB.
Right? I got a call one night. A woman said to me, obviously not of the same persuasion as I was politically, called me and said, there's a dead dog on my lawn, Biden told the audience. The president went on to say that he told the woman to call the county, but she asserted that she had and they did not show up. Biden said that he told her to try calling them again in the morning, but claimed that she demanded that he handle it, saying, I want it removed now, I pay your salary. So I went over there, Biden continued. I picked it up, she said. I went out to my yard, so I put it on her doorstep.
I did see this clip now that you mentioned it. I forgot about it, but now that you're bringing it up, I do. Yeah, it's like...
It's the same type of thing.
Yeah.
It's
like mafia-style tactics, you know?
If you disagree with me or you want something done differently, then I'm going to literally spit in your face on it.
Right. Well, that's the name of the tune.
That sounds like public servitude for you, huh?
Well, that's why you... bind men down with a change of the Constitution. Everybody's supposed to follow the law, and it's equal protection. That's why we are not having equal protection anymore, because they're not following it, a lot of the servants.
And that's why we have a Second Amendment.
Let's go out. If we're going to go out with music, let's go out with the Bon Jovi one, Travis. Let's do that, because sounds better than we got to change things up once in a while. But
we're winning.
I believe so too.
We definitely are winning at the local level, and we'll keep on winning because we got people that are plugged in and willing to make the change.
And the thing about it is, it's not left and right, folks. It's the American people are winning and taking back their freedoms.
It's good and evil. Go ahead and cue up Bon Jovi there, and government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And we will see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
All gun.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.